Watson Hall presents. Pride the Lady.
With Shimon Begg as the Game Master.
And speaking of things that are environmentally friendly, Do you recall what was happening when last we left our heroes?
We just found a trove of handouts.
We had.
You had Welsh
handouts. Well, yeah. Not Welsh handouts, but... Well, they weren't in Welsh.
Yeah.
No, they are in Welsh. Some of them are in Welsh.
Yeah.
But they are in Wales.
I didn't
Wales.
Write them in Welsh because while I would like to do that, I thought only no. I will appreciate this, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a limited benefit if you have to go and actually physically hire a translator to do it.
Yeah, no. I must admit, Tibach and...
I could not write a slightly occult physics handout in Welsh, I'll be honest.
I couldn't
write a slightly occult physics handout in English, as Roger knows, but... why do I keep taking scenarios on weak physics? Why? Why?
Anyway, your hindbrain is trying to tell you to educate it better.
No! I shall not.
All I can vaguely remember is Optegith is optician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you're halfway there already.
Hmm. I couldn't spell the bloody thing, though.
Shavargeshya Veshon, the female librarians.
Hover.
Mm. So, you are at Gwydir in Llandrwst.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been welcomed in by Anne Jenkins, the housekeeper. You have more or less the free run of the books. You have brought with you Jones, Corporal Jones, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Corporal Jones. Who is...
Was he a corporal or a sergeant? Anyway, either way, he's Jones.
I can't remember what he is
I think
now.
He
might be a sergeant by now.
Otherwise, I would have been constantly thinking of Dad's arm.
He's a bit of a rum lad, but he'll do in a pinch.
I think the key thing is he survived serving with you in Afghanistan.
Close to the beginning.
Yeah, and wasn't invalided out, and therefore is the sort of person who deals with these very specific types of situations quite well.
Has a tendency to sing songs about kitchen implements, but hey,
There's worse things to sing songs about, you know?
I still want to know how it's boiling on the floor.
And this is an important question, which maybe is preoccupying him. You have sent for his cousin, Ellen Morgan, whose picture we have seen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't immediately find it posted again. Ellen Morgan. Yes, strict looking sort of person. We can sort of kick things off there if you like. The housekeeper knows Miss Morgan. She is a respectable person, which is always good.
Mm-hmm.
She is a minister's daughter and has had a reasonably good education in various matters, as often happens with these sorts.
I found the picture of her in the house, but it is quite a long way up our thread.
So, yeah. You have, you know, have some tea or whatever, tea and crumpets, and one of the servants will return with Miss Morgan.
Uh-huh. And also having secured us lodging in, I can't remember which hostelry.
Oh, was it nearby, wasn't it?
I feel like it was called the Something Eagle. I can't remember.
I think it might have been, yeah.
Memory says golden, but memory is not reliable.
Let's go with that.
Some kind of eagle.
Eagles, how about where eagles stare?
Old sword calling Danny boy.
I think I did specify where were sensible places to stay, but you know what? It doesn't matter. You've got a place to stay. It's the place that you just you were recommended. The Eagles Hotel. There you go, in fact. May or may not be golden. Okay. This is Miss Morgan for you, sir.
Says, good old, bring her in.
Of course, sir. good afternoon, gentlemen. Charmed. Captain?
Yes. Young Jones here. Jones is probably a couple of years, about my age, maybe even a year older. But young Jones here says you're quite the dab hand of translating Welsh into English.
I have a reasonable experience in the matter, so yes, I've been engaged in translating theological.
Yes. That
might be useful because this is, and in no way here am I insulting your beautiful language, but this is some weird sort of occult mumbo jumbo.
It is weird, darling. I see. poetry, something of that nature.
Researches into the esoteric, which unfortunately we are required to bring to some degree of understanding for another matter, which perhaps I should not disclose in detail.
Well, as a purely academic, pretty pragmatic practice, it is not unreasonable.
The problem is not a question of its being true. The problem is a question of what somebody who believed it might do.
In any way, if you're in any way worried by what you're translating, do remember, obviously, the Reverend is a man of the cloth.
Reverend, I was not informed. My apologies. Charmed. Do you perhaps know my father, Reverend Morgan?
It seems to me possible but unlikely. What do you reckon to be a sensible role?
I think up to you, either a cult in terms of have you come across this person's name or just a some sort of intelligence for... social etiquette, sorry, that's the one. For have you actually encountered him or something.
Yes, normal success.
Yeah, you've encountered him at some, theological event. Obviously, he is a Wesleyan minister, but, you know, there's been some ecumenical affair where...
Oh, we're all very relaxed about that sort of thing these days, except about Catholics, obviously.
Obviously. She is... delighted to meet you. I'm sorry, this gentleman?
Zane. Good to meet you.
Just try to ignore him.
I see.
You may have heard of me, madam. Professor Erogenous Zane, esoteric investigator.
I'm afraid I'm not terribly academically inclined. My uncle, Marsh. Perhaps.
Never mind. You'll have heard of me soon.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Insect. I'm an author.
Insect. He goes home that night and talks to relatives. And he said his name was... Oh, stay well clear of that blackguard.
Mob of Welshmen wielding torches descends on
not again. Anyway.
So we've just rebuilt the hotel, boys. Come on.
That's the introductions over with now.
Yeah.
Perhaps you can help us.
Yeah, so obviously, having already had Jones have a look through it all, you know, he can explain quickly what he's seen, because he gave you the summary, but, you know. Mm. I was like, okay, you know, you've got these various topics, you've got the letters, I'm certainly perfectly willing to assist you. Where would you like me to begin, gentlemen?
Well, these Bleed's letters, I think. Sure.
Do we need to look at the handout?
To start on, I believe we looked last time at alchemical mirrors and the shadows glass.
And it occurred.
Did.
It also occurred to me.
Yes.
That the chap who he's writing the letter to also sounded reasonably not like he was likely to murder us in our own beds.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A low bar, one hopes, but.
Well, I mean, compared to what his name, who owned the house, you know, I mean, sorry, not your house, I hasten to add, this is the one
over. Devil Ray.
This is over in Lincoln. But compared to that chap, this Lloyd sounded perfectly sane and so was the guy he was talking, corresponding with. My thought is that if we could find out maybe a little bit more about him as well, and again, I'm thinking that there might be more about him in these letters.
Perhaps so. Mm. An early perk will be she has actually heard of Lloyd, because he wrote quite a lot of well-regarded things in Welsh. Mm-hmm. She's the sort of person that has, you know, encountered those, although she hasn't read the weirder stuff before, but some of the more ordinary, historical, folkloristic stuff she has actually read before. So she knows who you're dealing with, and this helps with context.
Mm.
Okay. So, let's have a look. Letters. Okay, so let's have a look. That's that one. You've read that. You've read Alchemical Mirrors. You've read The Shadows in the Glass. Okay, so she will set to work on that, and I mean, in, you know, she can do bash out an acceptable translation of the letters in, you know, probably an hour or so.
Well, we'll wait. I don't think we're doing anything particularly. Bit of rummy, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. So
I brought my kit, cleaning kit. So
your kit, cleaning kit.
No. I'll strip the guns, re-clean them. Look, Zane, you must understand. This is a really important step. If you ever take the step and become a gun owner yourself, keeping your gun clean is a bit like keeping your, looks over, sees that she looks quite busy, like keeping your dodgy clean. It's very, very important.
Well, I hope you spend as much attention down below as you do on your island. Well, actually, I don't.
You don't spend as much attention...
I have men to do that for me. Wait, what? are those letters ready yet?
Many failures in this regard lead to fatal injury.
I never want to go off half-cocked.
So, let's have a look. So, after about, let's say, 20 minutes into this thing, she will sort of appear from the study and reference, might I speak with you?
Yes, of course, of course.
Just there is a mention in one of these letters which appears to, well, the translation that is coming repeatedly appears to be cult. I thought I should perhaps mention this to you in terms of the context. There appears to be a discussion of advising someone to seek the advice or possibly the assistance. It's a rather strange letter. Do you wish me to translate it?
Well, yes, yes, indeed. It might, of course, be a private religious community, which, of course, by those who are not involved in them, can appear to fall into error.
Well, as you said, you know, it is a practical matter of understanding the contents. But I thought I should not proceed without first asking you.
Indeed, this is very, very much the sort of thing we're looking for, I have to say.
Very well. I should be finished in a few minutes, I think.
Splendid, thank you. I'll pass that on once we're back together.
Yeah, so after about 10 minutes, she will emerge and gently provide, specifically to the Reverend, a copy of Lloyd's Letters, The Cult at Ashby de la Londe. A letter from Matthias to somebody named Owain.
Now, did we decide Matthias and Bartimaeus are kind of pen names, kind of nom de plumes, or do we just not know who they are?
Matthias, you know, was Lloyd's name.
Right.
So this is probably his copy of a letter he has sent.
Shall I stop? And
you can do.
Yeah, Owain, if the answers you seek are indeed of that lecture, perhaps I can assist.
In the neighbourhood of Willington are certain acquaintances with whom I maintain an easy truce. Being not the worst of those amongst us, I have yet had occasion to exert myself to end certain of their practices and have had more than one of their number removed.
Blimey. I believe, however, their main strength lies in Ashby de la Londe, for they have of old much association with the Knights Templar and all their hoarded lore. Old Meg Horner is certainly part of it, and I doubt if Mr. King himself is not of their number.
From what I have observed, their devotees of the Gate of the Way. Certainly they have provided certain information of use in my studies. Unlike the witch cults of the Fens or the vile Reevesby cult, they do not seem actively malevolent. Yet I have adequate evidence that they have taken steps to placate those that they called forth from the places beyond. Certainly they have the capability to summon the walkers between, and most likely did away with Captain Hogarth, and likewise. I have no wish to establish which of us is the more accomplished.
If you intend to approach them, I implore you to do so with all due care and mindful of your safety. For, like any secret guild, they are alert to the risk of discovery. Better first call in Willoughby. Pay no heed to the supposed witches, but wait by the Willoughby Arms, bearing a certain sign you will know, and mind who regards you. If you act with discretion, they may be willing to treat with you. Know that the cost is likely to be a heavy one. Yours, Matthias.
Right, what's this sign? When was this dated? Is there a date on it?
I should have put dates on these, but I haven't.
Okay.
It is sometime during Lloyd's career.
So what, 20 years ago?
No, that's De Villeray. is 20 years ago.
So, 10 Matthias years
Lloyd
ago?
Is about...
50 years ago.
All right. I guess I'm trying to establish whether any of these people are likely to still be alive, but no.
Well, not specifically, no.
Or not by any normal...
1755 is when Lloyd died.
Unlikely, then. Captain Hogarth, he's nothing to do with the ship that disappeared, is he? We've never heard of Captain Hogarth before.
Again, more than 100 years apart.
The cult may still be in existence, though.
Sure.
If we could pop into the Willoughby Arms, bearing a certain sign, you will know. Does that... anyone any idea what that would be?
No. Also, I don't believe we've seen a Willoughby Arms.
Yeah, we've not. I don't believe you've been to Willoughby.
No, that's probably why we haven't seen the Willoughby Arms. We could charm our way in.
You know, I really think that's the right answer. I want to see you charming a local group of witches.
Yeah, don't we all?
I refer you to what happened to me back in Bodmin several years ago. Well, they said they were witches. I've still got my coin pouch. Coin pouch, what are we? Wallet.
Coin pouch, yes, my coin pouch.
Yes, everyone has a coin pouch in 1840. Mm. 50.
Yeah. Everyone else calls it a scrotum, but
the cult at Ashby de la Londe.
Presumably is nowhere near Ashby de la Zouche.
I don't think so. No, it's in Willoughby.
No relation to Holly.
Don't think so.
Okay.
Real right. Pub. Actual pub.
Well, that's somewhere we're going to visit then. If we could find out what this sign is, that would be really helpful.
Gates of the Way, eh?
And the
Walker.
Yeah, the Walker's in between, was it? I can't see it now.
The Walker's in between.
Yes. This sounds like the right sort of stuff, doesn't it?
Well, it gives us maybe more things to talk out for in all the rest of this.
And who was Owain that he was talking to? That's the guy who lived in the lodge.
You don't know.
We don't know. Okay. And we don't know who Barton... Similarly, we don't know who Barton...
It's not... Neither of them are names you have any specific connection to.
Old Meg Horner.
Old Mr. Meg King.
Horny Meg, we call her.
They're all long dead now.
Presumably.
Has Zane heard of Old Meg?
I have got certain occult connections.
I don't know. Have you heard of Old Meg?
I am going to roll some dice. And through that medium... make a decision on to whether I've heard of Old Meg Horner. I have rolled a good success or a half success under my occult.
Good. Yeah, the Meg Horner is ringing a bell in a minor way.
Well, that's probably because of the leprosy.
You recall a person of that name you think being showing up as one of these kind of repeatedly arrested and perhaps imprisoned.
Okay.
For kind of nothing anyone could really pin down very far, and it was late enough that they weren't simply murdering people.
They weren't just, okay.
But yeah, that's ringing a bell to you. I mean, as a person.
If they were in Salem, maybe they would have. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Or she had enough influence to make sure that she wasn't, you know.
Well, the country folk have ways of dealing with such people.
They may have ways of dealing with the country folk.
Quite like you. Have you met the country folk? Ghastly.
But if you hang me, who will turn you back from frog to human?
Oh, you're not a frog. Yet.
He turned me into a newt. Right. Okay.
Better.
Yes, I do vaguely remember some stories of a... Nothing specific, but certainly one of those characters that crops up from time to time as a... In various different places, enough to make you think maybe there was a real person, but don't know anything specific, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Willoughby, yeah, it sounds about right. It's not particularly an area of the country you have specifically taken an interest in, so it's not like you're, you know,
Gate of the Way, does that ring a bell? I'm not sure. The way it's written, I'm not sure that's the name of the cult, but does it ring any bells?
Maybe it's evoking something.
Okay.
Do you think it some is, sort of esoteric force?
I mean, it is that kind of vaguely written.
It's the kind of thing you call esoteric stuff. Yeah, when you want to impress people.
It doesn't actually necessarily mean anything, but it sounds like it does. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if you could continue with the other letters while we... presumably we sent her off to do that.
Yeah. She's on this with the assistance of... less with the assistance of, but, you know, supported by Jones.
Uh-huh. Now, remind me, the other one we had, was it The Shadows in the Glass?
You've had The Shadows in the Glass.
Which was all about the mirror and it's a plug.
Mm.
And once you pull the plug out, it's covered in occult juice on your
More
head.
Or less, yes. They've got a scent of you. And alchemical mirrors you have already.
Did it mention around. That it drained you? No, I've just decided that it is draining.
You've decided it's draining you.
Yeah.
Based on empirical evidence.
Have I recovered all my magic points out of it? No, I didn't. But presumably yes. It does that sort of thing.
That sort of thing, yes, exactly. Okay. We have two mechanics in this game. So, summary of what she is putting together from, again, there are various not very interesting letters, but from the ones that Jones has already kind of put aside as interesting. Quite a lot of them are back and forth with correspondence about...
Did he have a lot of correspondence?
Quite a few. It's not entirely clear whether some of them are the same people, which doesn't help, but there's a significant number of names. Some of which you will probably recognise as specific 18th century persons that you have personally heard of. Now, some of whom are, you know, 18th century politicians.
Just remind me, Devil Ray had all this stuff, and it was only when he died that he never had it, did he?
Before Devil Ray took over the house, it had already been got rid of presumably on the basis that no one in the family spoke Welsh, so it was useless.
So what, do we think he discovered the mirrors and managed to do something with them? Because the mirrors were there.
He obviously knew something about Lloyd's work, but he didn't have access to the materials.
But he had access to the mirrors, or he made them? He didn't make
them. Mirrors aren't in Welsh, no. No need to flog those off. They work just as well.
So he found the mirrors, he knew a bit, maybe... He didn't know enough. Or maybe he knew too much.
And speaking of mirrors, quite a few of these letters are back and forth about the nuances of constructing quite a number of mirrors. You have already seen the alchemical mirrors thing. Riddles, you look like you're going to ask me something.
I was going to say, isn't all the writing on the actual thing in Greek?
Something. Yes, that's right. They're all
so effectively Greek. Yes,
formulas.
Yes,
but specifically equations.
You've got stuff on the demons. You know, the shadows in the glass, which you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
The summary you're going to get from Ellen, before you get any more handouts, the summary is...
Come on, Ellen, give us the handout.
He had this masterwork which approximately translates as the mirror of many sides.
I think we found that one, yes.
Which is supposed to be being capable of reflecting from any place or time, possibly including some that don't exist. She's a bit hazy on this part of it,
mm-hmm.
Conceptually rather than linguistically.
Let's just reassure her this is all fictional and whimsy. We're just trying to
very philosophical.
I mean, obviously, it's complete nonsense, but we find it fascinating for what we're working on.
Oh well, yeah, because the mirror's back in the house over in Lincoln.
I believe a lot of philosophers did like to use props of various kinds.
Well, you could say they like to reflect upon it.
Ah, very good. The construction of this mirror involved quite a lot of trial and error, as you can imagine. He's trying to recreate these Persian techniques that he talks about. And so there's some correspondence about how to deal with the failed experiment safely. And these will result in, first, you should read failures and experiments. And it's also Lloyd's letters, failures and experiments. Sorry, this is the big heroes of handouts section.
Mm-hmm.
In these copious notes, Lloyd openly records his efforts at constructing several dozen mirrors with supposed alchemical, metaphysical and magical properties. His discussion of treating with beings, capital B, powers, capital B, and cults, capital C, sparse though it is, might alone be enough to have him imprisoned as a lunatic or heretic.
My visit to Scotland has borne fruit. I was able to contact one of the Seelie, and from it important metallurgical data. The knowledge required in exchange was not as significant as I feared, though somewhat costly. There will be consequences for the district, but I trust none too great.
The experiment,
and anyway, it's Scotland, so never mind.
It's another failure, and I must destroy it. I find the reflection cannot be controlled, and others had found it an entrance to my study. It has caused a great deal of trouble and disturbed the servants. I attempted to disalign it, even invoking the formula from Lagarde, but I found that the pressure of space too great. Tomorrow I shall return to the barrow at Brampton, where the atmosphere should be more suitable. Destroying the failed mirror proved more taxing than I had expected. I fear the next iteration will be too strongly self-assertive of geometry, unclear, for such a solution. Moreover, the release of energy threatened to escape my control. Thankfully, the villagers believed it merely a storm. I must hit upon a more permanent solution for the future.
How many did he make before he got the right one?
Yeah, those bits in the brackets are where she is not sure how to translate what appears to be a new word that he's made up.
Oh, okay.
Those are the bits of this word.
Presumably, I know what a Seely is from my occult studies. Okay, the barrow at Brampton, where the atmosphere... Does that mean kind of magical atmosphere, do you think, Reverend?
That seems to be what he's thinking, yes.
Where's Brampton? Do we know it?
You've got a map.
I mean, is it near... Is it in Lincolnshire near the place?
One of the many Bramptons appears to be in Lincolnshire.
It is. There are several Bramptons, but one of them is not all that far away from... it's actually surprisingly close to Snobby Court.
So,
because Willoughby is over Nottingham Way, isn't it? But just over the border.
Yeah, Willoughby's significantly further east.
So maybe he made this mirror. Maybe this is a failure, but he couldn't destroy it. And then De Villeray, I mean, it might be successful. I don't know. But maybe if we need to, it feels like we need to destroy Mirror Prime or whatever it is to stop this stuff happening. That's my guess, and maybe we need to do that in Brampton.
Rotate those rigs until you find the self-destruct sequence.
Or until I die. I guess, basically the same thing as you mentioned.
That's a price we are willing to pay. Okay.
You took the words right out of my mouth there.
So, In terms of things you have available to look at, you have another few letters. You have some actual books. You can talk to people. What would you like to do?
What sort of time are we getting to now?
It's a late-ish afternoon, probably. But
time for a few more letters before dinner.
Yeah, she can probably do that. You know, especially since, I mean, there'll be other. There's probably other stuff in the letters, but you know, she's taking out the fundamental parts that you're interested in. So it's not, you know, desperately. In which
an archaeologist would be extremely irked, but we're not archaeologists.
Yeah, so feel free to go ahead and read the rest of the letters.
Archaeology.
Yes, so you've got a formula. Like
we're getting a lot of leads, but we need to read
sympathetic
everything.
Sympathetic reflection, I think, are the two remaining ones.
Well, should we read a formula to alter spatial geometry?
Yes.
Lloyd's letter is a formula to alter spatial geometry. Dear R, my recent investigation suggests that the manufacture of the mirrors entails an alignment between vibrational spheres. That is to say, as the mirror permits the passage of light between portions of space-time, it necessarily links the two spheres, just as a window forms a link between inside and outside. When the alignment is not precisely calibrated, the geometric passage is malformed, and in this case, seems as stubborn as a knot to unpick.
That doesn't sound ideal.
I believe it is beyond repair.
Oh, God. So if we got a malformed link squirting out malformed creatures...
For now, the abortive mirror remains in the vault, guarded by a lesser being. I must discover a means to destroy it, for it would be dangerously careless to leave such a passageway open and no means to know what might venture through it.
See? We need to destroy the mirror. You are most knowledgeable in the lore of the gate, capital G, and of spatial mechanics. Are you aware of any suitable formula to collapse the spatial geometry? Yours earnestly, ML, open brackets, Mrs., close brackets. okay, we do need to destroy this mirror. That is the problem.
It's not... This is a different mirror, though.
Yes. Well, we don't know that. I mean, all we know is this was the mirror that was left. We don't know for sure...
Well, no. There was a whole bunch of mirrors, wasn't there?
Yeah, but this could still be a failed mirror. But even if it is... So, because it might be that then it killed Lloyd and he never got a chance to make the mirror that he wanted to make... But even if it is the real, the finished mirror, if you like, even if you don't, if you align it improperly, even if it's the right mirror, you cock up the geometric passage and bad things, well, a malformed passage is never good.
Well, it's not a wombat.
That involves some very precise musculature in the colon. Anyway, okay, and what was the other one?
Sympathetic reflection. Square, you say?
Dear M, again, this is from Lloyd to someone else. Oh, no. Dear M, RH. Is this still from Lloyd? He seems to use a lot of different initials. It distresses me exceedingly to hear of your troubles, for the work sounded most promising.
BM is going to be to Lloyd.
To Lloyd. That's what I thought. Yeah. So it's different handwriting.
If you remember, the letter you've just read is Dear R.
And it was from ML.
Yeah. And then this one is Dear M from R.
Okay. All right. You've had some trouble. I'd said the work sounded promising. Alas for the failure of the mirror. But I'm glad the damage was not more extensive.
Fortuitously indeed, I have had occasion to make use of such a modifying formula in the past. The key to the matter is the principle of dilution, for the geometric form of the passage is nigh immutable when the forces are concentrated in a small area. Thus you must rely on sympathetic magic to echo the form on a much larger scale, wherein the forces will be effectively reduced and amenable to change, or, as you intend, to collapse. I advise you to locate the largest reflective surface you well can. If one of your puissance are still pooled might suffice, but the larger the mirror you can procure as the focus of sympathy, the easier the process will be.
This is why they built the James Webb Space Telescope.
The ritual required is not a simple one, and a full day will likely be required. Be sure to bring sustenance, and if possible, your assistance. Your assistance, sustenance? take care also to exclude the curious that you may not be disturbed at a crucial moment. A description of the ritual follows. It is complex and largely revolves around mental manipulation of mathematical and physical relationships. Do not be disheartened. Your project is formidable, is a formidable one, and the temporary setbacks are to be expected. R.H.
So, we have the mirror. H, not H. My goodness. We have the mirror, and we have the ritual.
I said R.H. H.
H. H. Oh, my God.
R. H. If I'm running them together, it's RH.
Yes, that's fine. Yeah, that's not
RH.
Anyway, I've been known to say to Mike, "Your vowels, dear boy."
All right, we have the mirror. We think.
Are we aware of that bit of South America where there's a. I think it's a dry lake bed or something that forms a natural mirror in the right weather conditions. Probably not.
How's your geography?
Non-existent.
Well, it's the sort of thing you could research.
So if we could reflect it even bigger, we'll just basically have low-grade evil all the way around the planet.
That doesn't appear to be what he is suggesting.
Well... Okay.
No, because he's saying that basically he can collapse the... It's then collapsing can... the waveform, isn't it?
Once it's all spread out, you can nibble away at it.
Rather than it being concentrated and very hard to cut, we can then... So, okay, the ritual, as described...
You wouldn't go into the dormitory of a convent school for girls and start your activities straight
away. Unmaking the mirror.
you would isolate one of them on their own.
I understand. That makes sense. Right. We can't really read it, Jim.
You don't have to read it out to us, mate, because it's all very blurry.
This is for the GM, but Salar de Uyuni in distant Bolivia, the world's largest natural mirror, does appear in my notes.
Oh.
I will point out that is one of six possible solutions to this that I've thought of.
Now, Jim.
Yeah.
So the ritual is a description just to expand the area, right?
Nope.
Is it a ritual to collapse it?
No, the ritual is basically once you have expanded it out,
yes.
The ritual will allow you to collapse it. But you need to expand it out, otherwise the ritual won't have enough energy itself to collapse it.
So
think of it like this. So it's saying about the forces.
Yes.
The geometric form of the passage is nigh immutable, and the forces are concentrated in a small area. Think of like a block of iron.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand the principle. Yeah. What I don't understand is
something
we've got to rely on sympathetic magic.
That's what this person is suggesting.
Yeah. Now.
I agree with you, there are two stages, to expand it and then to collapse it.
Yeah, so we know how to collapse it now.
I think the ritual is has a part in both.
Well, that's my question. Have we got enough to do everything, or do we need some other form of magic to expand it to
a
larger scale?
Have we got enough to pump it up?
This ritual appears to be how you...
Collapse it once expanded.
Essentially, use the big mirror...
Yeah.
Pretend it's the smaller mirror, and you do stuff to that to destroy the smaller mirror.
Okay, that was my question. Have we got everything we need
as well as you can understand this, yes.
Okay.
Apart from the fact we haven't got a dirty great big mirror.
Well, I mean, if you're I'm happy for a jaunt to South Africa, if we would know that. Otherwise, I mean, there is a big one in the house. I don't know if that's big enough. How big are we talking here?
Well, it says...
I mean, he's talking about a lake.
The mention of a still pool suggests, what, 20 feet across, perhaps? 20, 30, so that sort of category.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we really want something bigger than that, because I cannot speak, of course, for anybody else here, but I do not regard myself as a particularly powerful magician.
I can shoot things.
Yes, we want it to be, yeah, okay. I mean, there are the machining and thing, we can't get a load of tin foil, can we? So, I mean, at 1850, it would have to be a natural reflective surface. I don't think we can, you'd have to weld stuff together and then polish it, or I don't know how big glass, it would have to be a natural lake of some kind. Because we couldn't even make a container big enough to fit a load of water in. I don't think. Unless we fill, like, Dome of St. Paul. Yeah, yeah. But they're even there, they're big enough that they start to have their own waves, don't they?
Yeah, you start getting some really odd stuff. I'm just thinking that you've probably now... You're getting around 2.5-3 foot size mirrors for astronomical work, but you're not talking much bigger than that. You're starting to, I mean, there's a lot of problems because anything you make that's big will have loads of imperfections.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how perfect is this mirror? Presumably not massively perfect if a still pool will suffice. Some kind of underground pool that can't get affected by waves might be useful. I mean, it seems like the only way we're going to stop these occurrences is to destroy the mirror that we have.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I mean, there's plenty of places which have got big underground lakes.
What about, like, polished obsidian or something?
Again, it won't be big enough.
You've got a huge field of polished obsidian?
Unless you go straight to a volcano. I mean, you want to go to... I mean, there are... I mean, there's a place... I mean, you know, rather sadly, I'm just thinking of... All I can think of at the moment is Danarogoth Caves, which has got a quite big underground lake in there. And there's somewhere over in...
I don't know, I'm thinking underground other than there's less wind.
Well, wind is the problem.
Yeah.
Wind or vibration, both of which are reduced heavily.
Mm. Well, that's the other option. Some kind of heavily polished granite or obsidian or a solid piece that we could polish up the pyramid or something.
The answer to that at this date would be to make it in sections, but I don't think that would help in this particular case because it is trying to be an imitation of an individual single piece mirror.
Yeah,
except the big mirror isn't a single piece; it's multiple pieces.
I think my concern is about the one with the rings around it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I guess we don't know. But it feels like any imperfections or... Yeah, I agree with the reverence for a change that we may need something one piece. Maybe. It seems likely.
The underground lake seems the best bet so far.
I think I'm with you all. Mm-hmm. I'm still thinking, nothing else springs to mind. The bigger the better, or the bigger the easier the ritual's going to be, by the sounds of it.
That's an impression I'm getting, yeah.
Hmm. What about ice? It's not terribly reflective, actually, just by itself, is it?
And if it freezes fast enough, then it tends to have more imperfections in it.
Mm-hmm. We need some kind of process that we probably don't have access to in 1850. Okay, under the ground lake, I feel like it. Anything else we can identify in the letters?
So, I mean, there's still various books, but in terms of letters, going back to letters. Letters. Not there.
I feel like we're putting it together now. Well, what's happened? Devil Ray found the mirror, messed with things he didn't understand, opened a tangled geometrical thing, and we need to close it.
That certainly seems likely, yes.
So in that case, do we need to visit Willoughby and contact the cult?
I think they might find it difficult. I'm assuming that the specific names that are mentioned are now long dead. And one...
It may be the cult's long gone. It may be the Willoughby Arms is even long gone.
But even
and
if
we don't know
not,
the symbol anyway.
It is unlikely that any symbol of recognition would be the same. Yeah?
We may end up on the wrong side of a wicker man if we're not
careful. Yeah, but think of it. You know, you turn up and say to some local, we heard your granny was a bit dodgy. Now, what do you know about it? So they're not going to be sympathetic.
I mean, credit me for some more subtlety than that, Reverend. But I broadly, I take your point.
So the in Derbyshire, there's a bottom. There's the bottomless pit at Speedwell Cavern in Castleton, which is. The largest, which is a large subterranean lake.
Okay, where was that?
Castleton.
Okay.
I'm guessing that they'd have known.
They did. Yeah.
This probably would have been known about back then.
Give us some details on the
mining started in 1771.
Is it the ritual, Shim? Is it like the mental manipulation of? Is that like us just sitting there reading or reading things out? Do we need a group of people? Is it just one person?
You probably want a group of people. It seems to be largely. I mean, you're familiar with this sort of stuff. It seems to be largely a meditative sort of ritual, so more in what you might call the Eastern esoteric style.
Okay. Do you need to be good at math?
Possibly.
Okay. Do we need to get some disposable mathematicians?
Ablative mathematics.
Yes.
Well, all right. Well, obviously, you get some of the Cambridge ones. By the time we know they're brilliant, they will have done their great work. And so they're expendable.
Yeah, usually you burn out before you're 20, don't you? So,
yeah. You did already summon a Cambridge mathematician.
We have.
He's at the house looking in the mirror.
Well, there we go. That's one gone.
There we
are. Any others? I don't know if I've got any skills in math, but as long as we're thinking along the right lines.
I haven't got a bloody clue.
You could sit there and think through your like seven times table. Is that possible?
I've got some quite, there's some quite clever chaps I know who work out to get the table sorted for the artillery stuff.
Okay, well, details, Jim, knowing something of rituals, will we need other people or will we suffice to perform this
meditation? You should suffice. It's not like advanced maths, it's more like visualization of the relationships, which you're probably all capable of.
Well,
it's not
Reverend and I are probably.
Yeah, maybe not the captain.
Maybe after a few drinks to help steady your mind.
Okay.
I've got an assortment of extra handouts. Would you like some more handouts?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
why not?
We're specifically looking for
more sort of people. And we're also definitely looking for that sign.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't immediately come across any more references to signs, but she will come to Reverend. There are rather a lot of I'm not quite sure what he is getting at, but rather a lot of references to some sort of mirror creatures, I think, spirits possibly.
It is part of the lore of this organisation, I think.
Oh, I see. I've sort of drawn together some of the comments from the various letters of his correspondence with my cousin's assistance. If you would take a look at this handout on Drechogod.
Of course. It'd be rude not to.
She goes back to, you know, eating cucumber sandwiches and reading books in Welsh.
Now for the cucumbers. There's only one toilet in this house.
And it's mine. under the law of Hildar, the translator has first claim on any toilet.
What handout is this?
It's on Drechogod. It's not to Lloyd's letters, it's just on Drechogod.
I found it.
Probably should be letters, but it's not a letter, so...
These are a collection of notes that can be found by exhaustive scrutiny of Matthias Lloyd's correspondence with his circle. Most of the information is not part of Lloyd's own papers, but those of his correspondence, including... There are entities that exist in what appears to be a reality parallel to our own, and occasionally appear in our world as strange reflections. These Hlod refers to as Drechogod, meaning mirrorlings. They operate under very different physical and metaphysical laws.
A Drechogod appears to be unaware of our reality and unable to interact with it until it is observed by a conscious mind.
Uh-huh. Fascinating, given quantum theory.
Or even Zane. Observations somehow makes our reality tangible to it by creating a conceptual link, allowing the Drechogod in turn to see the observer. Put simply, they cannot see us unless we see them. If the victim is fortunate, they glance away quickly, or perhaps the Drechogod is not hungry and ignores them.
When such a connection has been made, the Drechogod can swim between the two realities, using any reflective surface of sufficient size. It will relentlessly hunt the person who saw it, though it may attack other prey when convenient. Drechogod appear to follow an individual psychic scent and can pursue a victim anywhere on the other side of the mirror, emerging to ambush them.
If the observer dies, the Drechogod winks out of existence. Typically, only a single Drechogod pursues a victim, but certain phenomena that breach dimensions can leak psychic scent, which shoals of Drechogod then slowly trail, circling on the other side of the mirrors, until they are given a glimpse of reality. I think that's what's happened, doesn't it?
The scent spills through into the dimension of the Drechogod like blood in water. Drechogod congregate at the breach, then follow the scent of prey like sharks, swimming on the other side of a metaphysical wall, but never realising the wall or its far side exists until the unfortunate victim glimpses them in a reflection or tries to shoot them.
Right, so they smell things and they're swimming around kind of mindlessly, but then when they're seen, that sort of creates them in a weird kind of way.
It does kind of imply, I must admit, that we've probably left pretty much everybody back in the... in the house.
Right up shit creek.
Quite a lot of danger, but let's not worry too much about that.
You did put the mirrors, cover them in whitewash or put them in boxes.
Apart from the big one. It seems like the 7 alchemical mirrors were just a step towards making the main mirror and are of no...
Those seem to have been separate tools that he was using for scrying.
Okay, and then he was like, tell you what, I'll get the best mirror.
If I made one mirror, what could do all the scrying?
Then I wouldn't need all this gold nonsense. You
need all these mirrors, yeah.
Yeah, the mirror cracked.
In the mirror cracked?
But that's just a...
Carry on, please.
No, that's it. That's a phrase from Shakespeare, isn't it?
Tennyson.
Go on, Roger.
That's what I said, Tennyson. I meant Tennyson.
Lady of Shalott.
Anyway, let's move on.
But he may not actually have written it yet. I don't know when that went. And he's still alive at this point.
Tennyson was like alive in 1899, wasn't he? He went on a bit.
Yes, I've read some of his poems too. no, 1833 for the Lady of Shalott. So that is within our potential mindscapes.
Okay. Well, that's why I was saying it to be mysterious, and then everyone looked at me and expected me to expound upon it, and I didn't. So. That lot.
I just expect you to finish the line.
Oh no, my mirror's broke.
Not quite, but you get there.
It's in the ballpark.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's I think that explains what has happened. We are some way away from the problem. We could always just go away. And never come back.
Really, Zane?
I'm just saying, I can write a good novel from side to side.
The Loire Valley, perhaps.
Okay, all right. Who are you, anyway, GM?
I mean, we could always.
Is that my brain?
We could always get all those mirrors, sink them into one of the lakes, and then blow it all up.
Well, the mirrors aren't the problem. The mirror is the problem. The other mirrors are minor magical artifacts, but the mirror is the problem.
I think part of the problem would be that if anybody ever brings a mirror to that area again, the connection could be re-established.
And also, if the mirror's still intact and then people are looking in the lake, does that count as seeing the swimming Dricker God, and then it may make the problem worse. Incredible as it seems, Captain, sometimes dynamite makes the situation worse. Rather,
personally,
than
I think we need to take off and nuke it from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
All right, I think we know what we need to do.
To be fair, at that point, you would actually create quite a big mirror, because obviously the glassy.
Yeah, if we use a nuke that melts all the sand to glass, then I don't think it's a perfectly flat mirror, unfortunately. No. I think you get gobbets.
Slightly concave, but really you'd want a very slow nuclear device.
Right. Let's wring this old bag for anything else she squirts out. By which I mean, are there any more handouts, Jim?
So... She can translate the books for you, at least summarise them.
Mm.
That is going to take time, because they're books.
Okay.
Right.
Well, could we
ask... Which is to say, I have the handouts, but in-game it will take some time.
Okay, so, yeah.
Okay, we
didn't doubt you, Shim. I just want to
clarify. That's not me saying there are no handouts, don't do it.
No. So my thought is, we're now at the point anyway, where it's evening and we need to be going over to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We also are at the point of, we probably need more information from here, but she's probably in the best situation of sitting down and summarising it's the stuff for us.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any reason why we couldn't pay her, I don't know, a couple of guineas actually, because we're actually asking her to do quite a bit of work. And maybe under Jones's supervision, so we leave Jones here as well, and then we head back to the manor house, because it is worrying me slightly about all of this scenting and things like that, and that's fine when I'm there with a pistol and a rifle, but Ambrose is the only kind of one who back there that I trust, and he's unarmed.
So
I'm inclined to agree. I think we ought to get back onto the spot. Yeah,
I think Tudor Suite. I think I'm.
So agree. At the very least, we need to stay here tonight, yeah. And we need to see what the local hostelries have got. And I'm about to find the horror of horrors of basically the captain in a Welsh Methodist town.
But you know what there isn't? There's no opium in the beer.
But there is beer.
No, there is beer, but it's the pub's shut at about 9 o'clock or something. Actually, no, it might not be that bad because it's... I mean, you've got to remember that Gwynedd was the last place that actually still refused Sunday licensing and stuff. So,
I've got bad
well,
news for you.
Well, it's only one night, Captain.
And you have your hip flask.
Yes,
I mean, I'm sure the house has a supply of.
That was empty. That was emptied about two stops from the.
Now, obviously, a country house of this kind will certainly have a cellar. Because obviously, quite likely the local people are Methodists, and possibly even the owner, possibly even the owners of Gwydir. But, you know, teetotalism is generally not the preserve of the gentry. I'm sure there is some manner of tap room at the Eagle.
We'll find something, don't worry, Captain.
Yeah, don't know what they serve. Probably some actual local brew.
Yeah, it's also in the wrong. Brains is in the very much in the wrong place, Jim.
It was the only thing I could think of.
I mean, there's Felinvoil. Oh God, there is. I mean, there's Albright, but I mean, that's not a beer.
At this era, there are probably a lot of local breweries.
Yeah.
There's Benfro.
Is this even like? It's down in Pembroke. Before Mass Brewing, is it? I don't even know when.
I think Bass is doing stuff in Burton because we actually are around the beginning of the patents. And what is patent number one?
Bass Brewery.
It is the Bass Triangle.
1777.
It's patent number one.
Wow. Well, that's nice, isn't it? That's actually could be worse for humanity. Yeah.
Well, the first thing we patented was something to do with beer.
Well, it could have. It wasn't a gun or a.
Well, I mean, it's like it's like my thing is the Royal Society isn't a poncing around with arts. It is actually a society of science. Trust me. Most of the poncing around with arts people are very, very cross about this. Still.
So, you're heading to the Eagle?
We are indeed.
Yes.
The Eagles, I apologise. Going to the Eagles?
Yeah.
It's quite nifty. It looks quite good. Just looking at some photos.
I mean, obviously, we've probably got...
It looks a bit sort of church-like. It's, stone and it's got, nice... not trefoil windows, but that sort of vibe, and there's a couple of eagle statues outside. It's quite nice. It is a perfectly adequate small town hotel, which is to say probably awful by your standards, but you've campaigned in worse places, Captain. So
wow, there's a bed, there's beer.
There is actually beer. Do you want to, have a room to yourselves to dine? Are you happy to eat in the common room? What's your preference?
Yes. Fine.
Yes.
It depends how common, but yes.
Keeping there out for anything, but...
always happy to eat. Not
there's more or less a gradient across the room.
Always happy to eat in the general mess.
Yeah. So you will be naturally.
That doesn't mean you have to make a
at the
mess.
Nicer end, and then over in the far corner, there's the common working man, There is a general atmosphere of, fraternal conviviality.
I know my place, and part of my place is to be generous with the cash. I don't actually expect to hear anything interesting about Lloyd, but I'll keep an ear out just in case.
Yeah, I mean, people are happy to chat to you. You're new in town. Several of them speak quite good English. Some of them don't. Don't need it. Some of them speak perfect English. The staff who are serving you are able to communicate in English. What are you doing in town? You know, Reverend or Captain? Oh, Captain. Captain, is it? Yeah, we have a professor here, boys.
All right, keep it down. Everyone will be wanting one.
No, they won't.
Rarely more than once.
At least
they are, very interested in what are you doing in these parts?
I am going to regale them with the tale of the Brixham Banshee.
Oh, go on then. Give me a regale roll.
let's roll and then I'll choose which skill that fits under. 78-6. Let me find a skill that fits under. Socialetic? No. How about charm?
How's your charm? Is that a pass
80.
On charm?
It is a pass on charm.
Yeah, they don't really understand the story, but you tell it in such a way that they're kind of nodding along and going, the vibes are good. The vibes
are
strong.
I should have picked one I failed so I could tick it. But no, we'll go.
Yeah, Reverend, are you here? The family's out of town if you're looking for them.
Yeah, well, it's really only a matter of research in the in the library, so.
I see. Historical fellow, are you, sir?
Fellow. I've lost his name, but the Rev is doing his best to pronounce Lloyd correctly. A learned man of some decades gone now, but his papers ended up here. So.
I think I remember some of his books. Yes, read some of his books. I did. An elderly chap is reasonably well educated. Kind of local
some
clerk.
More harmless ones.
Yes. I had his The Stars, a book for children. Yes. Yes. Shivery Bobbly Bank. That was a fine book. It was my gift. Yeah, when I was baptized, that was. Chatting with you. There's a few people know a bit about him. He wasn't in this area, but there's a few people know a bit about him. He's like, you're interested in that sort of thing. You should. You could talk to Ap Thomas or what's that friend of his? The Irish fellow, Finlay. Finlay. Well, he's a queer folk, but he knows a lot about history. Both quite knowing fellows.
Likely to be in later.
Oh, Finlay will be. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the captain is being his normal, the lights are on but nobody's home, but he's a really nice guy to chat with, and he's just chatting away, perfectly happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get a couple of those elderly fellows who don't understand what you're saying, but they're not bothered by that at all. The type.
They're speaking in Welsh, I'm speaking in English. Neither of us can understand each other.
Yeah, they're probably deaf anyway, it doesn't matter.
But we're perfectly happy.
Snodding and smiling and...
So there I was, the Gatling jammed, the Colonel dead.
Yeah. And they have this Englishman, right? And it was like this. Yeah. you're telling similar types of stories at the same time. It's all... You know, it's all going well. The really good atmosphere. You get You know, this Finlay is going to be in later, probably. He's usually in, but Thomas, he's a bit of a recluse. He doesn't really go out. He's not, his health isn't so good. If you want to talk to him, but say, oh, Ellen Morgan, is it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, they're lovely. She's respected. She's the Reverend daughter. Obviously, she's respected. Your Reverend, obviously, they're respectful. For the most part. And then there's a slight sag, I would say, in the atmosphere. Stolid sort of man, swaggers in, perhaps, you have an impression of ego, sort of slightly emanating from this chap. Looks around, one of these kind of not exactly what are you looking at, but challenging sort of gaze. Glass round, notices strangers in town. Okay, gets his beer, goes to a table. Some people clear out. Finlay. Irishman has arrived.
To be sure.
Please ignore my ugly friend.
He seems to be a bit of a tosser.
He does. Yeah. At least not a very popular sort of chap. He's cocky. He looks perhaps like he's looking for trouble a bit.
Please don't shoot him, Captain.
I was planning to wait till he's towards the end of his beer and then bring some more.
Mm-hmm. That is certainly a very welcome offer. People are talking to him, but there's definitely a sort of slight drifting away. He's obviously not especially popular. A difficult sort of person, perhaps. But yeah, you.
My basic approach is to go up and be friendly.
See, I shall not do an Irish accent. Probably for the best. Exactly.
Neither will Nick.
All my accents tend to Welsh.
No, all your accents tend to German.
Yeah.
Okay, are you dressed in such a way that he will be able to tell which denomination you are affiliated with?
Probably not precisely, but at the very least a clerical collar, and he's probably going to guess Anglican once he hears my accent, and he's going to be right, so...
Mm-hmm, yep.
And the fact that you're not telling him he's going to burn in hell for eternity.
Good evening.
Well, he knows that. Evening.
Reverend, is it? Oh, good.
Fred Spencer, how do you do? I gather you're the chap to talk to about the, and Lloyd and his work and...
Lloyd.
I've lost his name again, but...
Matthias Lloyd.
Matthias, and his great books there, and some of his papers ended up here after the death.
Have yourself a seat. Sam, move over. Hold the rough end of a seat.
I happened to have turned up with two pints of beer, and I'll leave one casually in his direction.
He smoothly embraces it with the the warm familiarity of a lover.
Envelops and absorbs it
exactly. Are you a man of interest in such things, then, Father?
Well, a little bit of everything, how it is, but a matter came up, and so my friends and I travel here to go to the source,
Matters do have a way of coming up, don't they? Have you... psychology...
I think that turned into
a Insight, I think.
I have insight. I also have charm.
Must
make a successful insight.
Yeah.
And
if he's being
successful charm, but nothing special.
Yeah, for good.
If he's being a bit of a, if he's coming across as being, you know, because I'm sort of half earwiggy, the captain will just make sure that his pistol is, say, on his lap.
What did I just say?
So, the vibe check is basically, so there has been a series of rapid, slight shifts going on. So there was a sort of moment of suspicion, relief when he confirmed the title as Reverend. Then kind of a bit of suspicion again, and the mention of friends. There's this kind of rapid glance around.
I wave to the part, the rest of the
audience. Yeah. A man accustomed to assessing a room, perhaps. And then he sort of relaxes a bit. And when you said, you know, oh, you know, this bit, you know, looking to, you know, this business with Lloyd, and again, there was a bit of a, is this something I need to be worried about? So just get Matthias, the person who writes. So a guarded man, perhaps. Less guarded now. Yeah, you make yourself pleasant to him. He's kind of, yeah, perhaps going kind of, this is not a man I need to be worried about. Sort of impression.
Well, that's what I want him to think.
Exactly.
Because it's entirely correct.
And that's just, I mean, what they'll be expecting. He knows Matthias Lloyd. He knows he's read some of his stuff. He doesn't seem to have read much of his stuff, possibly in translation. You know, some of the stuff is in English, but he knows of Lloyd, and he can start speaking of that. And if you are leading the conversation in that sort of way, he can quite easily slide into talking more generally about Celtic mysticism, history, that sort of thing. He seems to respond quite well to flattery. And you would say, again, egotist is, he's perhaps trying to give the impression that he knows more than he does, or something like that.
I think my objectives are, you know, be charming, be friendly. If he does happen to know anything about Lloyd, perhaps based on, maybe quite vague, but it would be good to know that. I'm not really expecting to get anything much from this, but it's a way of passing the evening and being friendly and perhaps winning a heretic over to the proper way of doing things. But it's a minor side effect.
He knows that if you touch a little bit on the sorts of subjects, he is quite open to the idea of there being other realms of scrying, the second sight. You know, of course there's a second sight, absolutely, yeah. I nearly had it on my grandmother's side. There's perhaps hinting that he does have it and he just doesn't want you to know. He is hinting at, shall we say, occult matters.
This is where the ecumenical approach comes in very useful, because I do actually know something about this.
Indeed.
Basic approach is, well, you know, it can be dangerous if messed with by the uneducated, but there is something out there.
Yeah. Can I just have a little occult roll, perhaps? Let's just see how you come across to him.
Okay, yeah, it's a success, but again, not a critical. I should be getting one critical in 10, dash it all. I don't seem to be doing it.
I need to ask for more rolls. But no, that's
because I stole them all from us those couple of weeks ago. Where I couldn't not roll bloody doubles.
But yeah, with careful application of, teasing out whenever he brings something up, and careful, a continued assured supply of alcohol, which goes down very smoothly, it appears. He sort of relaxes into this. Zane, you're picking up some of the stuff. You're hanging around nearby.
Keeping quiet. I've met Irishmen before.
Broadly speaking, this guy has got some model of reality where a significant quantity of Celtic mythology is true. In some sense.
Okay.
Obviously there's magic. Obviously there's some kind of she going on. Obviously there are hidden realms and powerful places and artifacts and such things. And he hints at the idea that, yeah, he knows people. In that way of a person who wants to make sure that you know that he knows people,
right,
but doesn't want to outright say, I know people.
So he's basically being a subtler version of Zane.
Perhaps so, yes.
They do say that Lloyd went to Scotland and spoke with a Seely.
Exactly. And so, wouldn't surprise me at all. There's a lot you can learn from those sort of folks, if you have the knowing of the right way of doing it. Now, there's a fellow, but I shouldn't talk too much about that. Are you having some sort of trouble yourselves, Reverend?
Oh, it's a historical interest mostly, but things can come up again when you think they're safely buried.
Oh, it's the way of history. Cycles of history. So there's many things people have forgot, but, Earl Fitzgerald lies awaiting the ringing of the bell to rise up again. Or King Arthur, if you like.
But you only take as much as you can carry.
Exactly. Now, I mean, you seem like a nice fellow, Reverend. If there did happen to be something troubling you, I suppose I could ask around.
Well, I wonder if anybody's heard anything about mirrors.
Mirrors, is it? Well, I mean, he releases a few bits of completely mainstream occultism around mirrors.
I'm nodding, but I'm obviously not impressed.
Mm-mm-mm. But now, if you're having some difficulties, I could write to a couple of folks I know, see if they've got anything more for you.
It would be helpful.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you get some people who just lock away all their knowledge, and that's just no good for anybody now, is it?
No. But you've got to be careful who you're telling these things to. I mean, he sort of looks around pointedly. The closest drinkers have kind of peeled off by this point because you're having this weird conversation. And also, if they're mostly Welsh speakers, then it's a bit tricky anyway. You've got to be careful where you talk about some of these things, because you never quite know who the other fella is,
Or what,
indeed. Yes. Captain, occasionally he's still side-eyeing the captain with a pointed look at that pistol.
Captain, we're friends here. There's no need to trouble our companions.
How far away are you sitting?
I'm a good 10 feet away.
Good for 10 feet, yeah. So, you know, it's not a, you're right about pistol, but it's more a kind of, I am aware that there is a man with the pistol, and I'm the sort of man who pays attention when there is a man with a pistol near me.
Especially when, especially when the man with the pistol is paying attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
And well, also
term
drinking.
For that sort of man, and that term is breathing.
yes. yeah. Captain, why don't you give me an insight roll?
Right, okay, what's the default?
Don't critically fail and
I thought
start
you deserved a tick.
Shooting
so, yeah.
the place up. He was going for you, Reverend. I could see it in his eyes.
Okay. I don't get a tick.
Okay.
I have just rolled one.
Perfect. This is perfect.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I've got an insight
You've
of
never
10.
Felt so alive.
I've got an insight of 10. I've just mm-hmm. rolled one.
Oh my yeah. gosh.
How much
okay.
have you had to drink?
Yeah, you're looking at this, but the clarity of the beer, you know, it's clarifying power is seeping through you. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know that. You know that sort of look? That is the measuring look of a person who knows precisely how to measure another man with a gun. Mm.
This guy is used to handling weaponry himself.
Mm-hmm. He's the posture, you know, he's got that sort of slight...
Is he carrying... I think he's carrying a gun himself at the moment?
You don't think so. Probably a knife.
Yeah.
You don't he's got a gun.
He's definitely armed and basically... Yeah. So, I mean, from my point of view... actually, at the moment, what's happening over in Ireland?
Are you familiar with the Fenians?
Yeah, that's what kind
definitely
of...
Definitely pre-Michael Collins and all that.
Yeah. I mean, that's
pre-IRA,
I mean,
I believe.
Well, yes. Oh, very much so. I mean, it's
but definitely not pre-struggle for independence.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's. Mm-hmm. I mean, bearing in mind that you know he's somewhere where
there've been opportunities for an enterprising Irishman,
yes,
to get involved in violence and then possibly get thrown out to the Fenians for being too weird.
My God, it's the precursor of Hanrahan.
It's Daddy.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a concept that is, you know, it makes a degree of sense. That's a plausible explanation. Mm. Yeah, he doesn't look especially worried about you. So, you know, you've got no particular... Well, feeling that he is about to do anything, but
I mean, I'll
just like same as you. Yeah.
I'll smile happily at him, but he's aware. I'm aware that he's tooled up, and he's aware that I'm tooled up.
Yeah.
Neither of us are going to start anything because neither of us are that stupid.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Well, I am
swinging competition,
but you're relaxed now after all the alcohol.
No, it's basically it is the thing of the two blokes with the biggest
insecurities
in the pub, and mm-hmm. they are very relaxed that one might be slightly bigger than the other, but they're definitely bigger than everybody else's.
Oh my God, yeah. You two. Yeah. Get a room. Should we just get them a room?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, I found the guy. There's my guy. Okay, now I can relax like everyone else. Yeah, definitely this reverend, probably not a threat at all.
That's when he gets shot in the back of the head by the guy he wasn't expecting.
Bludgeoned over the head with a Bible. Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first
one. So, yeah, again, when you're over time, you're getting, he seems more relaxed by the fact you haven't done anything. So, perhaps having
shot him.
Yeah, perhaps having gone from maybe this is a guy coming to get me to this is a man who is not immediately trying to get me. Because if he was, he would have tried by now.
Whereas, I mean, you know, let's face it, The captain basically is vaguely aware that there's stuff going on over there, but most of the time he's basically spent in the Far East anyway. He, from his point of view, he's more interested in the fact that this is a guy who is a bit of, he's coming in swinging the lead, shall we say.
At some point, probably a friend of yours.
Sorry, whom is he addressing that to?
He's addressing you and glancing at the captain.
Yes, yeah, we've been in some tight spots together.
Ah, I know how that is. Well, you know, perhaps I could help you out. Are you feeling patient? There's a couple of folks I know over the big water, but...
Well, we may not be able to stay here for very long, but I would certainly welcome a letter.
I'll send a couple of notes for you if you let me know a place to pass them on to.
Indeed, indeed. And I think probably the correct answer to that is going to be my home, and then they can then be forwarded, because we don't know when we're going to meet at Snarvy Court, for how long, so on.
Yeah, you give an address where things can be sent on. So, there's a fellow I know in London. I'll see if he can help out. It might get a bit of a faster turnaround than some of these Frenchmen.
Oh, really appreciate it. Pleasure. Providence to run into you, sir.
Oh, not a problem, Reverend. Always good to do a favour to a fellow man who's understands about some of these things.
Continuing mutual backslapping.
Exactly. So he's probably got a slightly different interpretation of the sort of fellow you are than he has.
And but, with a cold roll of 98, I think I'm probably visibly the worst for wear at this point.
Okay, well, he seems quite pleased with that. That feeds his ego beautifully. So he's great, yeah. I'm drinking the Reverend under the table. Fantastic. Fantastic, boys. He'll sort of... at some point he will decide that's, enough for the night. Give fairly amiable, slightly superior nods to the rest of you. Give the extremely specific nod of one big man to another. I am now leaving, and both of us are still alive.
Oh my God. Testosterone in this.
Exactly,
movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely painful.
Honestly, it's not even just that, it's also just the ego, you think, in this case. The ego is a significant part. He turns and he'll swaggers off, and definitely a knife. He's got a knife in his belt. Mm-hmm. But again, he's not doing anything. People are slightly, again, not in a violence way, but relax a bit now that that guy has gone.
If there is some awkwardness, he's often at the middle of it, that kind of thing.
He's the sort of person who thrives on other people feeling awkward, sort of thing. And also he's fairly well off, so it's not like you can just, punch him in the face. He's gone. Things chill out a bit. Probably should have mentioned something to her, but I'm not sure you want to be spending too much time with the likes of Mr. Gerald Finlay.
I do appreciate it.
Would you care for some... He's so reluctant to say the word water. Would you care for something else, Reverend?
It does seem a little hot in here. Perhaps I'll just step outside for a moment.
Grant, yes. So will you have a smoke?
Good idea.
Yeah, they offer you a selection of smokables. It's not up to your standards, but, at least they're making token effort.
Not really going to notice at this point, I suspect.
Yeah. They've got matches. You can use the matches. Yeah. That's tolerable stuff.
After a few tries, yes.
There'll be a couple of other folks out there having a smoke, and you know, again, you have a pleasant evening. Mm. You have, again, adequate food. You had really quite pleasant company. Decent fellows here, seems to be. There's only one small fight in the corner that wasn't Lovely. Even involving you. Very, very small. It's more of a squabble, really. Yeah, then at some point, I assume you get ready for bed?
Mm. Yes. Excellent. May leave it there as I now have a cat poo to clean up.
Oh, and it's also 9:40, I just noticed.
Yes. Yes.
I hadn't. Okay. We end the night as you leave the tap room and make your way towards your various rooms. Mm. I think this is the highest.
..
Does it?
And
this is the highest handout density we have had in a session for quite some time. You finally struck a rich seam of
exposition. It's the opening scene of Masks all over again.
brilliant. Okay, so either next week or the week after, depending what we decide to do.
Well, if we alternate and see how
I think the alternate is enough. But... Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is a pungent poo. Okay,
you go and deal with that.
Thank you.
So, see you next time.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye, everybody.